The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program with a piece of entertainment news. The former stage musical and hit movie, Grease, is apparently making a return in the form of a prequel TV series. This version has landed at Paramount Plus, and 10-episode series will focus on the Pink Ladies. Almost five decades later, fans are still wanting more of the Rydell High gang, and according to Variety, the prequel series takes place 4 years before the quiet new girl Sandy arrived at Rydell from Australia. The hour-long comedic episodes will feature new original songs, though Variety notes that fan-favorite tunes from the original musical could make their way into the TV show as well. No word yet on the cast or when the series will air on Paramount Plus. By the way, on this day in history, we drop back to 1983. As the heat continues to parch areas of the U.S., scientists at a research station at the so-called Pole of Cold on the East Antarctic ice sheet recorded the coldest recorded temperature on Earth. So, how cold was it, you ask? Try to wrap your head around this. 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. In today's internet world, that would draw an untold number of memes. How did they decide who would go out and check the thermometer? Seniority, short straw, or rock, paper, scissors? And how long would it take to chill a glass of southern iced tea? All right. Silliness out of the way, the North Carolina State Fair is dedicating an entire half day at the fair to help people with sensitivities to light and sound. Accessibility Day, presented by Bandwidth, will be held on Sunday, October 17th, between 9 and noon. During those hours, a few changes to the busy fair environment will be tailored to children and adults on the autism spectrum or those with sensory processing disorders, including the lowering of sound and light stimulants. No lights or music between 9 a.m. and noon at carnival rides and vendor booths. Only acoustic concerts without light amplification at stages until noon. Limited use of the public address system, which will only be used for lost visitor announcements. The addition of a chill-out zone with tables and chairs, low lighting, and soft music for people who wish to take a break from the fair festivities. The addition of adult changing stations and existing family restrooms. Again, that day is sponsored by Bandwidth, a major sponsor of the NC State Fair. Unless there are changes in the meantime, COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted to reflect new public health recommendations. While face coverings are not required, we respect those who are continuing the practice of wearing face mask coverings in public settings. The North Carolina State Fair is set for October 14th through the 24th. Here's an update on IBMA's World of Bluegrass as the event returns to Raleigh September 28th through October 2nd. The 2021 Bluegrass Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. Allison Krauss, banjoist Lynn Morris, and early bluegrass influencers, the Stoneman family. Also announced nominees for Entertainer of the Year. That list includes Balsam Range, which features five acoustic musicians and singers from Western North Carolina. Other nominees include Billy Strings, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Del McCoury Band, and the Poe Ramblin' Boys. Winners will be announced, of course, during IBMA's awards ceremony, set for September 30th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now, tickets to the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble, held September 28th through the 30th, range between $25 for a single-day pass and $60 for a three-day pass. IBMA Bluegrass Live, a two-day festival featuring free shows on street stages in downtown Raleigh, and ticketed concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater will be held October 1st and 2nd. All righty, we haven't talked about the two comedy clubs in the area of late. Let's start off with Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Coming up Thursday through Saturday, July 29th through the 31st, Brian Posen. Brian may be a self-proclaimed nerd, but he's also the king of comedy cameos. With an IMDb page that reads like a laundry list of 90s and early 2000s comedy TV shows and movies, Posen garners a fan base that turn up for his self-deprecating humor, awkward relatability, and unapologetically nerdy views. Friday and Saturday, July 30th and 31st, Drew Michael. He broke out with his self-titled one-hour special on HBO, released to widespread critical acclaim. Its radical approach in both format and content led the New York Times to exalt it as thrillingly subversive, while GQ raved that Drew represents the past and future of stand-up comedy. Sunday, August 1st at Goodnight's, Nimesh Patel, a comedian and Emmy-nominated writer in New York City, where he has performed stand-up comedy for more than 10 years. He is currently a writer on NBC's late-night show, A Little Late with Lily Singh. In stand-up, he's a regular at New York's famed Comedy Cellar. He's appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and has opened for Chris Rock and Aziz Ansari. Thursday through Saturday, August 5th through the 7th, Big J Okerson. Raunchy and brash, yet endearing and honest, Big J is one of the country's most in-demand comedians. He's appeared on This Is Not Happening and Louie, is the co-host of Sirius XM's The Bonfire alongside Dan Soder, and recently released his own Comedy Central Hour special, Big J Okerson, live at Webster Hall. Friday and Saturday, August 6th and 7th, Mary Radzinski. Mary's been fortunate to frequently open for Mark Maron, Dave Attell, Jim Norton, Sarah Colonna, along with many other national acts. She had the privilege to open for Mark Maron's sold-out show at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. during his 2019 tour. A special note regarding the listing of comedians, all shows are 18-plus unless noted. All righty, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Sunday, July 29th through August 1st, it's Ms. Pat. Declared by the Washington Post as unforgiving and darkly hilarious, and the New York Times as brutally honest and outrageous, Patricia Williams, a.k.a. Ms. Pat, is a comedian, author, podcaster, and actress who brings a raw, in-your-face, and hilarious perspective to her work. Wednesday and Thursday, August 4th and 5th, it's James Gregory. For decades, the unforgettable caricature of veteran comedian James Gregory has stood grinning, his shirt untucked, his arms outstretched, a carefree welcome to a down-home, hilarious comedy experience. Friday through Sunday, August 6th through the 8th, it's Gareth Reynolds. Gareth is an internationally touring stand-up comedian whose brilliantly clever quips perfectly offset Dave Anthony's hilarious snark on their smash hit podcast, The Dollop, which garners over 5 million downloads a month. Friday and Saturday, August 13 and 14, it's Roy Wood Jr. Roy's comedy has entertained millions across stage, television, and radio. In addition to stand-up comedy, producing, and acting, Roy is a correspondent on Comedy Central's Emmy and NAACP award-winning The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And then Sunday, August 15th, it's Huggy Lowdown. Huggy is the number one segment on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, heard in over 115 markets across the country. Huggy hits the air every morning, giving the entertainment news and gossip for Tom Joyner listeners. All right, the lineup at PNC Arena. Sunday, August 1st, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday and Sunday, August 7 and 8, Monster Jam. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, August 28th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, September 17th, Cat Williams, World War III Tour. Monday, September 20th, WWE Raw. Sunday, September 26th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, it's Guns N' Roses. Thursday, October 7th, Alabama still trying to get out there with its 50th anniversary tour. Okay, DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Monday, August 2nd, it's Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. After a nearly sold-out 2019 USA tour, Squeeze returns by public demand to continue the Squeeze Songbook Tour. Saturday, August 7th, the DPAC Get the Lead Out, from the bombastic and epic to the folky and mystical, Get the Lead Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Wednesday, August 11th, it is Styx. The six men comprising Styx have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide by entering their second decade of averaging more than 100 shows a year. Saturday, August 21st, Brett Floyd echoes the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Saturday and Sunday, September 4th and 5th, it's Stomp. And then Saturday, September 11th, Blippi, the musical. Saturday, September 18th, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. Monday, September 20th, Bianca Del Rio, Unsanitized Tour. Friday, September 24th, Jeff Foxworthy, The Good Old Days Tour. Saturday, September 25th, Indigo Girls. Sunday, October 3rd at DPAC, Charlie Wilson live. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, the band's visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. All right, moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World. This is a North Carolina theater event. Wednesday, July 28th, Noon Tunes, Dewey and Leslie Brown and the Carolina Gentlemen. This is at noon, thus Noon Tunes. By the way, I forgot to mention that the Songs for a New World is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 31st, Max and Val, Strip Down Tour. Sunday, September 12th, Boney James. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, September 25th, and I'm going to go slow with this because I don't know how correct or incorrect I am. Por que los hombres aman a las cabronas. There you go. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, live, Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, October 11th, Camilla Luz Tour at Maymandy Concert Hall. And then Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, 9 to 5, a North Carolina theater event. And then October 14th through the 31st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. This is a Carolina Ballet event, Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, Carolina Theater in Durham. That's on West Morgan Street. Friday, September 10th, it's Nurse Blake, the PTO Comedy Tour. Monday, September 13th, Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Tuesday, September 14th, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Wednesday, September 22nd, Gregory Porter. Thursday, September 23rd, An Evening with Amy Grant. Saturday, September 25th, Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Friday, October 1st, Patton Oswalt Live, Who's Ready to Laugh? Thursday, October 14th, the Marshall Tucker Band. Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser, One Night with the Nikki Glaser Tour. Thursday, October 21st, The Mavericks, An Espanol World Tour. Okay, the New Hope Valley Railway continues to offer its one-hour-long train rides. Affectionately known as the Triangles Train, it travels along 4 miles of historic track through piney woods and over a trestle from Bonsall to New Hill and back. In addition, on some ride days, they also offer food, drinks, music, and other entertainment for families, children, and railroad enthusiasts. Coming up Saturday, July 31st, it's Brew and Chew. In addition to 4 train rides that day, the Brew and Chew event pairs a local food truck and brewery together, enabling customers to purchase food and a beverage to enjoy on the train or in a picnic area in the rail yard. Be sure to arrive at least 30 minutes early to allow plenty of time before your train departure to purchase food and beverages. The first ride leaves at 1 p.m. and the last ride leaves at 5:30. Food and drinks are not included in the train ticket and are an additional cost. Other events in August, on the 8th, it's Slow Down Sunday. Weekday train ride on August 11th. Operate a loco on Saturday, August 14th. Weekday train ride Friday, August 20th, and Saturday, August 28th. And another Brew and Chew. Dates sell out quickly, especially for special events. Check the website, TriangleTrain.com, especially the schedule and buy ticket pages. A Day Out with Thomas is returning to the North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer this fall. This very popular event for fans of all things Thomas the Tank Engine is scheduled for September 24th to September 26th and October 1st to October 3rd. According to the museum's website, the event includes a 25-minute ride aboard a real train with Thomas. Now, capacity will be limited, however, and advance tickets are encouraged. A Percy train also will be on site, running on the same schedule as the Thomas train. Visitors can add on tickets to ride with Percy, too. Just know that they are extremely limited, according to the website, which is nctransportationmuseum.org. And then scroll down the page to info on Thomas the Train. As long as we're talking about trains, how about Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock? Events are back at Tweetsie, and the amusement park has activities planned through the end of the year. For example, Canines in Flight Frisbee Dogs, July 29th through August 1st. Riders in the Sky, August 14 and 15. Railroad Heritage Weekend, August 28th and 29th. Ghost Train, Friday and Saturday night, September 24th through October 30th. And, of course, Tweetsie Christmas. Select evenings, November 19th through December 30th. Now, in addition to the special events, you'll also find a train ride featuring a Western-themed slapstick comedy show, rides, animals, and other performances. For more information, check out their website at tweetsie.com. J. Cole's Dreamville Festival is coming back to Raleigh, but not until next year. The first Dreamville Festival was held in April 2019, after being postponed from its original September 2018 date that was canceled because of Hurricane Florence. Dix Park hosted the first Dreamville Festival with a sellout crowd of about 40,000. Dreamville Fest was set to hold its second annual event in Raleigh's Dix Park in April 2020, but it was postponed due to COVID-19. Headliners for the 2022 festival have not been announced. The Dreamville Festival benefits the Dreamville Foundation and Dix Park Conservancy. September 9 through 11, the Hopscotch Music Festival returns to downtown Raleigh to celebrate its 11th year. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. This year, Hopscotch will feature a new layout with programming across two main stages in downtown Raleigh, one at Raleigh's City Plaza and one at the newly redesigned Moore Square. Per usual, approximately 25% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. Again, the Hopscotch Music Festival is set for September 9th through the 11th. Band Together and United Way of Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, will be held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and feature funk soul trio Krugerband, soul revivalist Lee Fields and the Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Tickets are on sale. All profits from the show will go to support the United Way's upcoming slate of nonprofit partners and Band Together's local nonprofit recipients from the past 20 years. Since its inception, Band Together has donated more than $10 million to 20 philanthropic organizations. Taking a look at some of the concerts and events around the state at the Spectrum Center is where we'll start, Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Sunday, August 8th, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, August 13th, Alabama and its 50th anniversary tour. Saturday, August 14th, it's the WWE Super Show. Tuesday, August 17th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, September 11th, Mark Anthony. Sunday, September 25th, Martin Lawrence. And Thursday, October 14th, it's Mercy Me. And at the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, August 6th, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Monday, August 16th, Jim Gaffigan, the Fun Tour. Friday, September 3rd, Kane Brown, the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. And Sunday, September 5th, it is Kevin Gates. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.